Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Nichols scores. Fisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Canseco moves to third. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to home to get Canseco. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Cruz goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Keith Atherton now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Rudy Law now playing left field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver can't make a play. That's a base hit. Collins moves to third. Heath moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Mike Heath now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Heath reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bakhti hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Heath reaches second base with a double. Steve Kiefer pinch runs for Mike Heath. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.